In this bulletin, coronavirus rules begin to relax this week for both Melbourne and regional Victoria. Early voting starts in Queensland, and in sport, Brisbane's Lachie Neale wins this year's Brownlow medal. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, hello, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Harsh lockdown rules have eased overnight in Victoria. Melbourne has scrapped its controversial time limits on exercise. The 5-kilometre rule has also been replaced with a new 25-kilometre zone. And tennis clubs, outdoor pools, hairdressers and the real estate industry are set to open up again. Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded one death and 4 new coronavirus cases in the last 24 hours, including a child in the oncology ward. In regional Victoria, households can have 2 visitors from today. Meanwhile, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says there have only been 3 new cases in Shepparton.
Despite the enormous amount of testing that's gone on in Shepparton, we've only got those 3 cases, and that is a very reassuring thing, but it's appropriate that we just wait a few more days, get the day 11 tests, hopefully they're negative as well, and then we can push on and have that the same settings in every community right across regional Victoria. So to be clear, we would be keen and we hope we'll be able to get to a situation where at 11:59pm on Sunday the 25th, Shepparton will be able to take that step.
And the Victorian government is under pressure from the Federal Treasurer to move quicker in reopening businesses. Josh Frydenberg says there's been a callous indifference in Victoria to the loss of jobs and the plight of small business. Mr Frydenberg has told the Today Show on Nine that while he welcomes some of Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews' easing of restrictions, they don't go far enough.
Just look at the statements yesterday. The Australian Hotels Association, from the Council of Small Business, from the Australian Industry Group, from the Business Council of Australia. They have said that yesterday's announcement was inexplicable and unacceptable. In their words, businesses are losing hope and that there was a lack of consultation. You see, in New South Wales, where they dealt with much more cases than we see in Victoria today, the cafes, the restaurants, the pubs, the clubs, we're all open. It's fine to lift the travel restrictions to 25 kilometres, but if the businesses aren't open, people haven't got anywhere to go.
There's more than 500,000 Victorians who are effectively unemployed, with the unemployment rate sitting at 14%. In New South Wales, 4 new cases have been recorded in quarantine as warnings are issued in Sydney South West after an outbreak at a childcare centre. The state has announced further easing of restrictions, including allowing up to 300 people at weddings. The state will also increase outdoor gatherings from 20 to 30 and group bookings at restaurants or cafes from 10 to 30, so long as people comply with the rule of 1 person per 4 square metres indoors and 1 person per 2 square metres outdoors. Corporate events can have up to 300 people, and from December the 1st, weddings can host up to 300 people, so long as people are sitting down and have a COVID-safe plan. And early voting for Queensland's state election starts today, less than 2 weeks ahead of the election. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk and her opponent Deb Freckleton have launched their election campaigns. Premier Palaszczuk talked up her strong border policy during the coronavirus pandemic at the Labor election campaign launch.
But Deb Freckleton and Scott Morrison demanded that we reopen the borders before the 1st of July. Almost the exact day Victoria's second wave of infections began.
Let's see what's happening in news overseas. And Armenia and Azerbaijan have accused each other of violating a new humanitarian ceasefire in the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region just hours after it came into effect. A spokeswoman for the Armenian Ministry of Defence said there had continued to be rocket and artillery fire from the opposing side early on Sunday, with victims on both sides. The Azerbaijani Ministry of Defence later accused Armenia of having grossly violated the ceasefire. And in the US, President Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden have gone on the offensive, with each campaigning in states they're trying to flip during the November 3 election, which is just over 2 weeks away. Mr. Trump started in Nevada, making a rare visit to church before an evening rally in Carson City. It comes after Twitter removed a misleading tweet that downplayed the efficacy of masks posted by a top coronavirus advisor to the president. To sport now, and in the AFL, Brisbane's Lachie Neale has won this year's Brownlow Medal for the best and fairest player. The midfielder polled 31 votes from 17 games in this year's season, which was reduced because of COVID-19. See what the weather's doing for you around the country today. It's fine and sunny in Perth, a top of 28. It's also sunny in Adelaide, where it's 21 degrees. In Melbourne, a light shower or two, 16. 16 degrees for Hobart as well, where it's cloudy. It's also cloudy in the capital, 20 degrees for Canberra. A shower or two in Wollongong, 19 for you. Much the same for Sydney, 21. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 22 for you. Much the same for Brisbane, where it's 28 degrees today. It's sunny in Cairns and 32 degrees. It's also 32 degrees today in Darwin, with a possible storm and a shower or two. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And don't forget, for news in depth, check out our podcast page or the app, sbs.com.au/news/audio.